This is Lori Prox here with James Perry, Museum Curator of Collections and Exhibits here in Valdez, and you're our resident expert here on Fort Liscum. Tell us a little bit about Fort Liscum. When was it built, who built it, and for what purpose?
Well, the post was established and garrisoned on May the 7th, 1900, by approximately 100 troops that had arrived there approximately a week before. Immediately, they set to work on grading the land and construction on barracks and other buildings. And by November the 1st, a set of barracks had been built, the headquarters had been built, guardhouse, bakery, stables, and of course the telegraph office.
And James, the purpose of Fort Liscum, was it an important port for the United States?
Absolutely. In fact, Fort Liscum was one of the most, if not the most important fort in Alaska at that time period. It was established to maintain law and order in the small little frontier town of Valdez, and of course to also establish a military road and a telegraph system.
Now, was that a problem? The law? Were people out of hand here in Valdez prior to Fort Liscum?
Oh, in the early days, absolutely. Before there were more, in the early days when there were more brothels and bars instead of churches and fraternal orders, you bet, absolutely. The money was rolling in and thousands of would-be prospectors were streaming through Valdez, and there was definitely a need for that.
James, explain to our listeners where Fort Liscum was.
Well, if you were to look across the bay and see Alyeska, that's the approximate location of Fort Liscum.